This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. This is Nigel D'Souza, and you have tuned in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. Markets have turned cautious after the United States airstrikes killed a top Iranian commander, intensifying geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. Now, the sharp escalation in the geopolitical risk in West Asia has brought focus back on oil and gold price rise to the Indian markets. In case global risk sentiment deteriorates, the rupee will be more vulnerable given the high inflation, low growth situation amidst a rising loose fiscal and monetary policies. With the markets near all-time highs, the emergence of geopolitical tensions led to some profit booking on the Nifty, and so the markets could be volatile going ahead due to the risk of retaliation from Iran. Now, monitoring the institutional flows will be crucial, as in Friday's trading session, the FIIs bought more than 1,200 crores, but the DIIs net sold close to around 1,000 crores odd. That would mean institutions were buyers to the tune of around 200 crores. The FIIs are buying in the cash market, but in the F&O market, they appeared fairly bearish. They added shorts on the index futures, they bought puts big time, and they wrote calls as well. In terms of levels we're looking at, the Nifty support level comes in at around the 12,220, which is the recent low, and the 20 DMA comes in at around 12,130. For the time being, the SGX Nifty suggesting we're likely to start off with a cut of around 25 to around 30 points odd, while resistance is likely to be seen at around the 12,294 odd mark. That's the fresh all-time highs. The problem this morning is that Brent crude prices continue to hold above the $70 per barrel mark, and gold has hit the highest levels we have seen since 2013. Now, in terms of stocks that we'll be looking at today, Adani Ports has been quite strong in the last 10 days or so. We are at CNBC TV 18 reported first that Adani Ports is likely to go ahead and buy 75% stake in the Krishnapatnam port for around 13,000 crores, and that's precisely the news flow that's come over the weekend. Remember, Krishnapatnam port is the second largest private sector port in India after Mundra, and the deal will be positive for Adani Ports because it's EPS accretive, and also it'll be funded via internal accruals and no debt will be raised. So Adani Ports will be a stock you look at. Titan, the stock has been weak, but the quarter 3 FY20 update didn't look as bad as earlier estimated. The jewellery business did better than expected at the start of the quarter. Inelastic demand for wedding jewellery aided sales, and growth in watches and eyewear was difficult to come by. So, after the kind of pressure we've seen on the stock, let's see how much of the bad news is factored in. Sobha came out with their quarter 3 FY20 operational update, and it looked quite good. The sales value jumped up by 8%. The sales volume is up by 3%. The realization is up by nearly around 3% on a sequential basis. So that should get a bit of a thumbs up. Tata Motors, the total JLR US sales have come in, a degrowth of around 2%. But the industry degrew by far more. So we'll keep an eye out on that stock. Sticking with auto sales though, Force Motors' December auto sales numbers looked quite good coming in on a low base, jumped up by nearly around 48%. The December Class A truck orders as well have come in there, and the North America Class A trucks, that's higher by around 14% on a month-on-month basis, coming in at around 20,000 units. We normally focus on Bharat Forge, Ramkrishna Forgings, as well as Motherson Sumi, because they do get some part of their revenues from these truck orders. Dixon Technologies, they have partnered with Samsung for manufacturing LED TVs as well. So keep an eye on all these stocks. For starters, the Nifty is indicating a bit of a downish start. Let's see whether or not we'll see a bit of a recovery at some point of time. Crucial factors you need to focus on is definitely going to be the geopolitical tensions, and that's what's going to give direction to the markets in the next few trading sessions. Well, this is Nigel, and you've been listening in to Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Wishing you a good trading day and a scintillating week ahead.